Praise Jesus Christ of Nazareth, brothers and sisters. Today, the power of Christ daily, the 9th of March 2016. Guard against greed and be a servant. Guard against greed and be a servant. We hope we can clear both today. And in any case, as the Lord leads, we are not going to be anxious for anything. Give thanks in all things. Not anxious for nothing. Be anxious for nothing. Give thanks in all things. Be contentment. Contentment with godliness is great gain. Brothers and sisters, Our heart is treacherously wicked, you better understand. It would have changed in many areas as we begin to deal with our heart in line with the word of God, which is Jesus Christ. And as we begin to deal with the word of God, with our heart, using the word of God, our heart will change in many areas as then continue to change from glory to glory. Now, but that many areas still unchanged. Or even areas that have changed, the devil comes along and begins to tempt. How are we tempted? When we are drawn by our own heart desire. Now, as I said, some translations will say, when we are drawn by our own heart evil desire. No such thing. The actual original translation is, when we are drawn by our own heart desire, then temptation comes. So temptation just simply cannot come. It will come only when we are drawn by our own heart desire. But the problem here is, we won't know what our heart is desiring. We can only recognize when the temptation begins to come. Because our heart is treacherously, desperately wicked. It's cunning. You will not know. In fact, God says, Father God says, hearts are desperately wicked or treacherously wicked. Who can know it? Who can know it? He's telling us, you son, you won't know it. You child of God, you won't know it. Father God will know it because it's the spirit plane. It's in the spirit world. Whatever the heart is, our heart is in this, belongs to the spirit plane. Whatever heart desiring and all this, our Father God will know. And of course, the devil will know because it is also is a spirit being. Now, the demons will use that to tempt us. They'll use the world, they'll use people of the world to tempt us. They'll use the advertisement, they'll use Hollywood, Bollywood, Gollywood, all these things to tempt us. And the temptation comes because they already, the familiar spirit who has been assigned to us. Whenever we are born, a demon is assigned by Satan to watch us. Now, this demon is many years, many thousands of years old. So it has gone through many lives. It has brought many lives to hell. So this demon is called a familiar spirit, which knows all about us. From the day of I'm born, it's following me. And remember, it's a spirit. It's a spirit. The demon is a spirit. So the devil operates in the spirit world. So he has got facilities and strength that we don't have. But now in Christ, we have power over him. We have power over our heart. We have power over our body. We have power over everything in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So brothers and sisters, here the title is, guard against greed. Now, greed, sometimes people say greed for money. It's just not money. Now, others will say greed for food, gluttony, greedy, just want to eat and eat because the body has fallen into a trap. What's happened? What has happened nowadays? Because the world, as Jesus Christ already said, is ruled by Satan. Satan is the ruler of the world or the god of this world, the Bible says. And Satan uses the world to destroy human beings' soul. His game is, his entire objective is to take each one of us to hell. So this is your enemy. Jesus says, your enemy, Satan, your enemy, the devil, walks about as a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour, swallow. So we have an enemy. This Satan is not Jesus' enemy. He is no class to be enemy of Jesus Christ. No standing. Jesus Christ is a creator. Satan is a created being, as a Lucifer is created, as an angel of light. And then finally, he rebels and is thrown down with billions of one-third of the angels in heaven followed Satan and they became demons and they are doing this. Now, they have been judged, Satan, and so you don't, and somebody was telling me some time ago that people even felt Satan, feel sorry for Satan because you feel compassion for others. So they felt sorry for Satan. No, stop this. Satan is the enemy and he has been judged. He has already been judged. That means he has been decided. The sentence for him has been decided. He will be thrown into the lake of fire. he and his demons will be thrown into a lake of fire. So we've been judged already. We still have a chance because we have not been judged yet. So we have been given to now perform according to what Jesus Christ has put us on earth for. And as we do this by the power of Jesus Christ, by the name of Jesus Christ, by the blood of Jesus Christ, which could only come from the suffering of Jesus Christ, suffered and spilt blood for us. And then we use that. And then we become disciples. We begin trained more and more, disciplined. And then we do His will. And then we become co-rulers with Him. And then He comes, before that He comes and takes us. We are part of His bride. He is the husband of our souls. Brothers and sisters, it's a fantastic thing. Do not throw away this like nothing. That, oh, I don't want to think about it and all. No. You have eternity. This, whatever we are fighting and whatever you are fighting and struggling on earth to gain, in the all earth you'll have to leave and go. If you just go to funerals, you sit, stand there and watch with sadness. People who are left behind in that family are crying and heartbroken and all. But also remember the body in the coffin. The body in the coffin, the soul has of course left. The soul has left, the spirit being has left, the body only there. Because all men are destined to die once and thereafter judgment, the Bible says. It's clear. The soul has left. So the body is hanging, is there. And everybody focus on the body. But actually the soul has left. If you are in Christ, absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. So we pray, we are each of us in Christ, and we go to Jesus Christ. Resistance. So just look at that. Everything left behind. It is left behind. You cannot take nothing. That is why use whatever we have for the good, according to what the Spirit of God is telling us. Use everything we have. Not just money, your talent, your skills, your energy, your time, your thinking, your speaking. Everything use. Now, supposing greed is just want to collect more and more. If it's money, you want to collect more and more. That means your hope is in the money. The devil will come and steal that. And when that goes, what happens? What is your hope going to be? Your hope is in Christ means they cannot steal Christ. Your hope in your money can be stolen. But if your hope is in Christ, can the demon steal Christ? No go, no way. So our hope is in Christ and He can do anything and everything because He is Almighty God. Almighty God. Present everywhere. Omniscient, all knowledge, all thinking, all power. Omnipotent, all powerful, no. And He is everywhere, omniscient. Now, brothers and sisters, today, examine ourselves. Are we greedy for something? Whether it's food, whether for television, you may be greedy just watching TV after TV after TV, movie after movie after movie. Or some people are interested in games. Football game after football game, cricket after cricket, wrestling after wrestling. That's greed. Greed, no, your heart wants that on and on more. What greed is simply want to have lots of the same thing. Without any meaning, without any purpose. So just collecting. Are you greed for collector? I'm a collector, you say. A coin collector or a dolls collector. Whatever, collecting more and more and more. Are you greedy there? So examine what is your heart wants to possess and collect more and more and more. So now the greed finally becomes an addiction. Greed. Lust. It becomes a lust. You cannot stop it. You need it. The spirit of lust will catch you. Lust for money. Lust for things of the world. Lust for movies. Lust for television. Lust for food. Lust. Finally it becomes an addiction. It becomes a lust. And you cannot stop it because your body is craving for it, the heart is craving for it, and when you don't, you might have so much, and yet the next one you don't collect, you feel that you're lost. You feel you're lost. You need more. Greed, lust for drinks, for alcohol, for cigarettes. It's a greed. Greed. The body wants more and more and more. It becomes a greed. So he said, guard against all forms of greed. He says, watch out and guard yourself. Luke 12:15. Watch out and guard yourself against every form of greed. For not even when one has an overflowing abundance does his life consist, or nor is it derived from his possessions. Your existence is not derived of, not flow from your possessions. Your life flows from Christ, from Jesus Christ, the creator of heaven and earth. So when you have this, you can overcome this greed, you can overcome this lust, you can overcome this addiction, but you have to go through a withdrawal. You have to go through a withdrawal trusting Christ. You will lock yourself in, or you every time will turn away. And whatever man causes man to sin, cut it off, he says. If your right hand causing you to sin, cut your hand, he says. Sin telling you how serious it is. If your eye is causing you to sin, pluck your eye out. Now, the thing is, it's an example he's giving. He doesn't expect you to go cut your hand all off. Now, listen to this. Don't go around doing this. There's some teachings are there. It's not. God wants you to be able to overcome sin. He said, cut off the thing. But he used it as a hand or an eye to let you know the seriousness, to let us know the seriousness of this sin. So if your television causing sin and you cannot stop, unplug the television. Finished. Give it away, put it away in somebody else's house for a while, for 2-3 weeks, and force yourself to no television. If your thing is, let's say, collecting dolls, stop buying. Don't go near there. Get rid of all the toys. Get away all the dolls. If it is wrestling after wrestling, you got video after video on this, get rid of all the videos. Why? You know your soul is being stolen already. Overcome this. Overcome. Brothers and sisters, greed is a killer. It kills our soul. It kills our existence on earth. It kills us from doing the work of God, which you stand for eternity. We cannot produce fruits. We cannot produce things that can last for eternity. All our works will be destroyed because these are works of the devil. So therefore, anything that's catching us, anything that has a form of a greed, a lust is growing, you cut it off. In the name of Jesus Christ, you begin to think about it. You begin to repent. You begin to confess. You begin to tell us, another disciple, help me, I have this problem. First, the act of humility. Act of humility. Humility is the most important thing in Christ. And then with the act of humility, everything will come. That's why the next word is, yes, we are trying to deal with, be a servant. Lead by you being a servant, he says. In Matthew 26, he said, it is not this way among you. Because the Gentiles will lord over the others, lording over the others. Jesus Christ telling, don't this be your way. Don't be lording over people. You are the boss. Oh, you are the pastor, so you are the boss. Yes, everybody will respect you or something because you are serving them. Or if you are lording over them, they will also get fed up eventually. Now, if they do not know any better because they are illiterate or do not know the word of God, they will kowtow to you or bow to you and say, yeah, you are the greatest and all that. But your soul will be lost. Jesus will punish you for this kind of things. First, humble yourself. Now he says, but whoever wishes to become great among you shall be your servant. So if any one of us, pastors, servants, elders, want to be great in the eyes of God, we shall be the servant of all. Whoever wishes to be first among you shall be your slave, he says, willing and humble. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many, the paying the price to set them free from the penalty of sin. Brothers and sisters, Jesus did not come to be served, but to serve. And we are supposed to be like Jesus. So we learn to serve. Each of the, in the congregation and minister, I say, look, you have to serve. You don't come to congregation to be served. You come to serve. And as each one serves, everybody is settled. Why? Everyone coming with the attitude of serving others, thinking of others. They come to serve. When they begin to serve, each one is serving. Everyone is served already. Everyone is helped. Not only in just the food they bring, in the health situation, the soul situation first, in the spirit situation, to give them peace, joy, righteousness, to make sure they're not oppressed, depressed, no sin issue. So the serving people to make them out of bondages, out of captivity. We have to serve. So humble ourselves. To be servant, if you want to be great, you have to be a servant. The spirit world is, the Jesus world is entirely upside down than the world, you know. The world, you got to be boss, put on an act, put on a jacket and three-piece suit and command this and command that. But in the spirit world, in where Jesus has decided, that is how the devil got duped. The devil thought, we killed Jesus off. But they didn't know the plan of God is opposite what the world will think, what the devil thinks. By dying, Jesus gives life to all. Jesus gets life for himself, and Jesus Christ gives life to all by dying. But Satan thought by killing him off, it's over, they win. It's by dying Jesus won. Can you imagine? This is how it was. By dying, Jesus Christ wins for us. We, by serving, we win. By serving, by being a slave, humble to all, thinking of others all the time, thinking of others, you see your life prosper more and more. By caring for others, you see your life prosper more and more. But if you keep on caring for yourself, no, I must do for myself. That is before we came to Jesus Christ. Why? We have no protector. We have nothing. We didn't know the Creator. So we are looking for the Creator to help. We are looking for ourselves to help ourselves. And there will be false logic to say, Jesus, God only helps those who help themselves. That's a lie of the devil. God helps those who go to Him. Jesus helps those who go to Him. If we can help ourselves, then you don't need Jesus, isn't it? We need Jesus. So the rule of God only helps those who help themselves is a false thing, the doctrine of demons. So we remember to serve, to be great, to be successful in life, to be blessed in life. Think of serving all the time, think of others, help them, care for them, and in the process, Jesus will take care of you. So to be the greatest among you, first among you, must be a slave. Brothers and sisters, now let's do this. To prosper in life, you be a servant. You be a servant. And get rid of any form of greed and lust. In Jesus Christ's name, I pray. Amen.